Can we talk about Captain Gregson?
Well, he's married, I'm afraid, quite happily.
You're funny. I was talking to him the other night, and I wanted to know why you didn't tell him where you were the last 6 months. He said you called him from Heathrow 10 days ago. Want to know for a fact that you were in rehab still in New York.
You're a highly decorated New York City police captain. Would you allow a recovering drug addict access to sensitive cases?
No, I'm not saying that...
I can help him, but only if he lets me.
Okay, you're not under...
Telling him would be a violation of our client companion privilege. I could sue.
I'm not going to tell him anything, obviously. I just think it's sad that you can't be honest with a man who, as far as I can tell, is the closest thing you have to a friend, that's all.
Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah, it's Bill.
The captain gave me a number. Look, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I found the woman from the sketch that was generated last night.
The one the neighbor saw leaving Casey McManus's apartment?
Yeah, but how fast can you get to St. Isidore Hospital on East 93rd?
I assume you already got one of these.
Dark hair, mid-30s. Approximately 5'4", Captain Gregson emailed me. Where is she?
I'm getting to that. First, I'm going to tell you how I got here. I was about to put the sketch out wide last night when one of my old uni buddies said sketch girl looked familiar. Well, he gave me a name, and the name got me to a photograph. Yvette Ellison. Dark hair, mid-30s. Now, I slipped the picture into a photo array for the neighbor, and he picked it out right away. He said, and I quote, "There was no doubt about it. This was the girl he saw on the stairs last night."
Are you going to make me guess where she is, Detective, or are you going to show me?
I'm going to show you. Mr. Holmes... Miss Watson, meet Yvette Ellison. She tried to kill herself 3 days ago. Chased a vial of sleeping pills with a bottle of vodka. My buddy was on the scene when the paramedics took her away, which is why he recognized her. She's been in a coma ever since.
3 days ago?
Yeah, the neighbor lied. Made up a description, and then ID'd one of the only people in the city we know couldn't have killed Casey McManus last night. So thanks for the consultation. But I think I'll take it from you.